This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
How we doing out there? It is a Friday night. It is homecoming in downtown Lapeer. All the high school students lining up. About to play a football game tomorrow. Hopefully they do well. Deadlights, come to find out, it's been a long, long time since they've been in studio. I thought it was like maybe a year, 2 years. They're telling me it's like 4 years. I mean, time flies when you're having fun, right? Deadlights, they're in studio with me tonight. They've been churning out banger after banger, and we're going to be talking all about them, including a brand new tune you haven't heard yet. That's right. We're going to be ripping off the shrink wrap, and we're going to be spinning it tonight. Deadlights in studio. They just got here. I'm giving them some time to just kind of kick back and relax. We are going Facebook Live here in a bit, so you can see their smiling faces. Leave a comment, question, or a dirty joke, and we'll read whatever we feel like on the air. In the meantime, I'm kind of feeling like in the Stooges kind of mood. Here's Iggy and the Stooges, No Fun, on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
No fun to be alone.
Stooges. No fun right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Deadlights are finally back. Took a couple years, but we're going to actually kind of deep dive and find out exactly how long they've been churning out some tune after tune after tune, and they're fantastic. But right now I'm feeling kind of, I've been listening to some OG Deadlights, and I think we're going to step back in time for a minute. Here is Deadlights' Flood on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app. Deadlights, some OG Deadlights, a first single, I do believe. Flood is the name of that one. Guys, welcome back to Sessions.
Thanks for having us.
Has it really been 4 years? Did anybody do any of the math on this one?
Because
I thought it was like last year, 2 years, but you're like, it's been a while, man.
Where we came up before?
No, I think it's been like 3 years and like 300 days.
Still,
or something.
We've been drinking a lot.
Yeah. So. Still, yeah. that's a lot of days. I didn't realize you guys. I'd seen you here recently. So you guys have been putting out some new tunes. But as we're playing Flood, which I believe was your first release?
That was the first single off of the second full length album.
When you're going back and listening to something like Flood, compared to now? I mean, how are you feeling on this one? I mean, are you proud of it? You just talk me through it.
Very proud of it, I think, you know, especially for the time and the space that we had to do it. But I would say it doesn't hold up to the newer stuff. I think we've just taken that next step as far as the production goes.
Yeah, the recording, not just the songwriting. Like, we've got new mics, we've got a new badass bad butt computer, we've got
we had a new drum set.
In a different space. Different room. I think that's very important where you record the drums. Like, I'm not the drummer even, and I realize how important the drums are to the mix.
Oh yeah.
So the drum sound is much better.
High ceiling.
We got a new interface. We got a new preamp for the mic. We got a new mic. So it's a better recording.
We're still doing 100% of the work. So yep. we're writing it. We're engineering it, tracking it, mixing it. We do a test master that we do send it out to have it final mastered. Buddy Daniel, he's pretty good at this stuff, and we're going to keep using him. But everything else, we're just doing in-house. So, you know, we're footing the bill for it, and we're putting the work in for it.
So I'm going to ask you, when you're doing everything in-house, is there any downside to that? Because some people say that if you are under the gun with a producer or a budget, it kind of makes you kind of streamline into what you're supposed to be doing. As opposed
to more pressure.
Yeah, the pressure.
I think there could be, but yeah, right now we're only beholden to ourselves, really. So we're only under our own timeline.
Gotcha. Well, the stuff is fantastic. I mean, my question was kind of a rhetorical one, because the stuff you've been putting out has been some fantastic stuff. We're about to play Infirmary here in a little bit. Because I hadn't heard from you guys in quite some time. I'm like, oh, yeah, I love Capital C, and I love Flood, and everything else. I wonder what those guys have been up to. And then I start getting emails. It's like, here's another one. Like, now I know what you guys have been up to. You guys have been busy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not doing an album. We're just doing the singles route.
Yep.
I think
when are we going to have six or seven probably all together?
We've got like six or seven that we're going to try to, you know, fully mix and produce and put out. Three are already released, fourth one coming any day now, and we're just going to kind of keep them going the singles route. You know, it's more about quality and just continuing to put stuff out, instead of we could spend 2 years and put out an album, or we can just keep putting out a new song on a much more frequent basis.
This is painful for me, though. Like, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, any Tool album, like, this is painful.
But
I know that's why we're doing it, and it takes us too long. We all have jobs, and if you really want to make the perfect piece of art in your mind, this takes a lot of time and work, and we're meeting after work, driving, and then could be just relaxing and playing video games, and instead we're like doing 3 hours of vocal
we're trying to give each song its kind of unique flavor, give each song its individual attention, instead of trying to do one cohesive thing and make everything okay. We're trying to make each thing great and just kind of do them one at a time.
Yeah, you guys just opened up a bunch of cans of worms that we would love to touch on all of them. Because, so Dark Side of the Moon and a lot of those the albums, they're a cohesive unit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those days are kind of over, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
isn't it?
It is sad. I think it's like you got to get creative with it. And, yeah, I would rather try to make Dark Side of the Moon, but, like, not like it's just a song. If you put out an album, it's going to be a scroll, and it's
that's
fine. 2 years of work, and it was no one's going to listen. I don't think kids are going to listen to a full album,
they don't.
That's
I mean, some of the audio files they'll go to your like local record store and they'll actually pick out an album, but I mean, do they actually sit there and listen to every single track?
This is the
name. So maybe like the new music for kids, like a song will be a minute and a half. It used to be like 2:30 to 3:00. It's been that way since Chuck Berry and stuff.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe the direction we're going in. We have no attention span.
Rock around the clock. Yeah.
Just 1 minute song.
No, you're not wrong. Because we have, as a music buying public and musicians, we've kind of regressed, because the singles route, that's kind of how in the early 60s and late 50s, they were selling the 45s out of the trunk of their car.
So never thought about that. Actually,
yeah, they're kind of doing the same like marketing angle.
Do we reverted?
I think
they're milking the product.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The perfect in between in my mind would be, okay, let's say we didn't have, you know, real jobs, we had all the time in the world. You can still record like a cohesive idea. Okay, so there's theme albums that are really tied together, or it's just music that all kind of fits, and you can release them one at a time, and then compile it at the end into this is an album, you know? But
right.
Then that would be kind of the best of both worlds.
Okay, we got ourselves on a tangent here. I love it. We can spend the rest of it. Oh my God, we forgot to play your songs. We started talking about our favorite albums. Infirmary. Now, this one showed up in my lap, and it was like Christmas for me. I mean, you talked about some of the older stuff, and I can't remember exactly what kind of verbiage you used, but it sounded, I'm not going to say more mature, because that would be unfair.
Probably more immature.
I think there's definitely some growth here with these tracks compared to some of your early stuff, which I still love. But there's some growth here. Now, you talked about being able to improve equipment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the songwriting, as opposed to earlier Deadlights.
Yeah.
You come in with an idea for a batch of songs. I mean, was this just a natural progression, or did you guys kind of like put your heads together and say, okay, we need to take the next step?
Honestly, there was no conscious thought to it, I don't think. It was a very natural progression. It's just the evolution of us getting to know each other, and I think we kind of found that cohesive unit as a band over the years. We've been playing together for about 10 years now.
According to your website, you guys got together in 2014.
I mean, that's just, I think, the natural evolution of songwriting for us. That's just kind of the way it went. I think we finally really found our sound, the process that works for us for writing, and everybody has a say in something. You know, you don't like a part? Okay, well, let's try to fix it. Let's try to change it. So there's no big heads. There's no one person running the show. Everyone's got an input to it, but that's just kind of the way everything's gone for us. And I'm losing my train of thought. So somebody
I was going to say the lyrics. I write the lyrics. So one thing, there was a conscious change for me between the last two batch, the old batch and the new batch of songs. So I looked at the last batch of songs and I thought, like, okay, these are all, I love it, and it's all heavy and kind of dark. And then I thought, like, okay, but if you get me away from the band and everything, I'm at a bonfire, I'm writing silly songs, and I'm usually not serious. And then, so this album, I said, I'm going to, instead of doing the dark and angry, it can still be heavy music, but I think you'll find if you play, we have like four songs we could play today, two of those songs are kind of not so serious. So Infirmary is like the revenge of the nerd, like we were talking about 80s movies. This is the nerd getting revenge. It's McFly getting revenge on Biff.
Biff, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. I got a call out to Ralphie beating up Scud Farkas. So lyrically, I decided to have a little more fun with it on this batch of songs.
We're trying to be more fun versus that. The last album we did was like during COVID, and it was like in a basement that's dark. It was just kind of dark. Like, it was like, I was telling me,
everybody's wearing masks.
Yeah,
this sucks.
We wore masks. Everyone had viruses.
So fun. I mean, it was songs like Death Drop,
that
Infirmary.
One's
more serious. Infirmary's like,
Infirmary's,
but it's very
intentionally kind
of. That's the Revenge of the Nerds one, and that one's got a little bit of a call out to Limp Bizkit. A little, it's got vibes of Limp Bizkit, and I don't think we've ever considered Limp Bizkit to be like a super serious, band. You know, it's fun. If you listen to the lyrics, it's more. Like I said, it's a Revenge of the Nerd. That's what that song's about.
Yeah. Are you trying to tell me that a band with the title Chocolate Starfish in their album title is not taking things seriously?
I mean, I take them seriously. I love them.
Yeah.
But all right.
I have a little more fun with these ones, I would say.
All right. So, Infirmary. We're about to go into this one. Tell me about the subject matter of this one. I mean, because I love the album cover. I'm like a big Civil War kind of, you know, I'm not going to say buff. I'm just like, well, that's kind of an interesting time. And that, if I remember correctly, the single cover was kind of like a tent, like Civil War times.
Yeah. So again, it was, this one's the call out from the nerd getting revenge on the bully, and you're going to put him in the infirmary. So,
oh.
And then, you know, doesn't really have anything to do with those times, but I just like the word infirmary, and then it brings that visual of the you know, Civil War amputated, like, you know, name tag says a victim of means like, you know, this, you beat his ass butt so bad that you can't even recognize him because it just says a victim of
Ralphie. I'll be honest, I just play the drums and I just suggest my brother get therapy.
After a recording session, he's like, oh, Lee, you did a great job. Mike, we got to talk about this guy.
Disturbed.
Here's Deadlights. A relatively new tune, about 6 months old now, something like that. Here's 3 months old?
Well, three or four.
We don't reckon with time.
Apparently, I have no concept of time.
No, we've lost our concept
of time. She's 3 months old. She's starting to crawl.
Here's Deadlights, Infirmary, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Got half a mind to turn your blood to paint. Leave these walls a murder scene. Where your ghost comes back to remember me. You got a real loose lip, I'm a lot that jaw. You're about to be eating your lunch through a straw. Gonna call you out, expose your head. Drop it alike with your drop off. Your next stop's the info line. Stop seeing fully. A drink, Johnny Blanche, a rocking iron fist. I got one name to cross off my list. A bloodied up scut laying limp in the snow. And I'm roughing on top, sending bark to blow. With your pumpkin smile and my fucked up drink. I'm gonna bring you down to the hell. Words for the curtain call. Your next stop's the info line. About to pull the clutch. Your next stop's the info line. Name tag says a victim of me. Next stop's the info line. About to pull the clutch. Next stop's the info line. Name tag says a victim of us.
Infirmary, they're in studio right now. A lot of tunes to discuss. In fact, they're bringing in a brand new one, one you haven't heard before. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're also going Facebook Live. If you want to leave a comment or question for the band on the Sessions Facebook page, do so, but I got to pay the bills. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series, where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. The Pink 50s, Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's a Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora.
Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascade and Lounge.
Would not.
And welcome back to the show. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Deadlights in studio.
Woohoo!
getting all the nuts and bolts of the music world today. Some of the stuff you can't even hear about, boys and girls.
I don't know about the bolts, but it's getting nutty.
Oh, no.
We're cracking some beers. We got some very old Barton bourbon going on. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in. We are going Facebook Live if you want to see their face, smiling faces. Leave a comment, a question, or a dirty joke, and we'll read them on the air if they're all in good taste. And if you're not trolling, you know exactly who I'm talking to. All right, so we've been playing some of the new stuff. We played Infirmary, Death Drop. Now, you guys released what? This one was pretty. You guys released this pretty quick after Infirmary. Was it like, three weeks, 2 weeks?
Yeah, probably three or four.
Four or five.
Man, we are bad with time. We've established
our timeline is a little screwed up.
We drink too much.
Yeah.
We don't know time. I don't even know what day it is.
We wanted to do a new song every 4 weeks. It's more, in that's reality, a good, comfortable kind of being way of going about more, it. More every 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
So. But, Death Drop. Who's going to talk to me about this one?
Well, I can start with the lyrics. So sure. This one, I said, you know, got a little silly with some of the lyrics. Some are more serious. This one's more serious. So in my mind, I thought, like, okay, nuclear war. If Russia shoots a bunch of nukes at us, we're America. Boop, 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 boop. We just shoot them out of the sky. We're good. That's what I thought. Yeah. And then I heard some information, which scared me quite a bit. And that's not true. And I actually looked it up before I came on the show today, just so I don't just talk BS. But U.S. has 1,700 nukes ready to fire, deploy at any moment. Russia has 1,700. Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
It's because it's like a Mexican standoff. And you have to wonder, like, what are we doing as, like, humans?
There's no Mexicans
here?
Involved.
This stuff is scary. And anyway, last thing, can you shoot down a nuke that's coming at your country?
If you're like, we've all played Missile Command. Yes, you can.
You actually cannot, because it's like only if there's 17, if they fire 100 at a time, we only have like 10 that we can shoot back, and the chance of them taking down a nuke are very, very small. So it just scared me quite a bit, and I wrote the lyrics about nuclear war.
So you were terrified
war.
When you wrote this one.
Yeah. Death Drop.
It's a
I'm
very
scared.
Real thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very scary thing. And then as we get into this political climate, because we have we've got an election coming up or something.
I didn't
like
hear
that.
Anything about that.
No, and they're keeping it really close to the chest. Anyway, let's all get into our bunkers and check out Death Drop from Deadlights right here on Sessions. They're live in studio.
Small for head sore.
Drop Deadlights right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Now, I heard as you were explaining it to me, kind of like the bends on the guitar, there were the bombs dropping. I mean,
exactly.
What were you playing? Because I do have some people that listen that are the guitar tech heads. What were you playing through on that one?
I got my two of my favorite guitar players are Angus Young, Tony Iommi. They both play a Gibson SG-61 reissue. So that
Why you're skinny. Fat guys can't play an SG because we just look like we just robbed our kid's toy cabinet.
It's like a belt buckle.
I mean, Angus literally runs around the stage. He's skinny. But I have I got a Mesa Boogie, tube amp with a 412 Marshall cab, and I'm very minimalist. I love to just get that tube sound, crank up the amp as much as possible, get the tubes heated up.
So you don't have a big batch of pedals.
He's very loud.
I
have some pedals. Yeah, yeah. I got a wah. I've added more. I've got an analog delay. But for that, I use those more for solos and stuff. For when I'm, most of the time, it's just the tube amp. I've got a reverb pedal, the Holy Grail, because the Mesa reverb I don't love so much. And yeah, that's just a Marshall, a Mesa, and an SG. You can't go wrong with that combination.
There you go. The beginning of Death Drop, very much 70s retro. So I turned to the rhythm section in this one. You guys kind of went for, I'm not going to say funk, because I'm not going to say make it sound like you're going after George Clinton's throne or anything like that.
Oh,
but
that'd be nice, though.
You kind of went there, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I felt like we were, in my head, when I'm playing the drums, like feels and stuff, I'm like, this is Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm going into a groovy Static X chorus.
Oh,
that is how I felt. I don't know
that's
if that translates.
That's a
weird marriage.
How
you feel the whole song, from that to that.
Well, it's kind of weird because
and then a Bay City Rollers outro. We got a song.
Most metal songs, if they're screaming and singing, the verse would be screaming and the melody now comes in for the chorus. It's kind of a formulaic thing. This one's cool because
it's the opposite.
We're singing, and then you think you get to the chorus. Here comes this beautiful melodic hook, and it's just
You just throw them a hook.
So it's kind of opposite of that. I like that aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great kind of a whole vibe of that whole tune.
Just try to confuse the listener,
And yourself. If you confuse yourself, you're probably going to confuse the listener.
Well, you kind of want to shake people out of their normalcies, or they're not. Yeah. If they're driving, or they're listening, or they're cleaning the house, or whatever, or banging, or whatever. You want to have that little something to get their attention. So I totally get it. Now, you're debuting a new song today. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Global premiere. Look at you. Solid State Radio.
And we do stream globally, so it could be anybody listening right now. And it's kind of makes sense for Halloween. It's called Vamp.
Exactly.
Talk me through this one. Tell me all about this song.
Okay, so, in this one, usually my brother and I have a few beers and preview songs to our friends in their vehicles. I don't think that's even happened. So this will be the first.
And can I say that we did this one? This one's the oldest because we were going to do this on the last round of recordings.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is the oldest song.
We were going to do an acoustic version of it.
Really? I remember that idea.
Yeah. And we didn't do that
because it wasn't polished.
We didn't have the drums.
It's the oldest written song of all the whole batch. But it's called Vamp.
So it's good for us.
The idea came from, first of all, we all love horror films and Halloween, even when it's not Halloween, I'm watching horror films. But So you have so many vampire movies, and yes, the lead's usually a male sucking the blood out of the pretty ladies.
Yep.
Right? I mean, if I was going to choose a guy to get up on my neck, a Brad Pitt, okay, you know, fine.
Right.
But I would prefer a sexy female vampire,
sure,
who's seducing the men. Like, why isn't there a movie about that?
Seems Kate Beckinsale.
Like a great... She's more well, like
that's
a...
the one.
She's more like a fighter, you know, like a... Yeah, but anyway, that's the idea for the song, is a seducing female, you know, one of the lyrics is, you know, hovering at my window as October winds blow. So she's, ooh, like, outside the window luring him in. I'm thinking of, like, a very steamy music video that could be awesome.
You guys need a video for this.
That would be cool. But I and don't have the funds.
Let me cast the vampire.
We're doing a charity for the... Yeah, I'm but what's really interesting about this song, I would say, is that we've been... It's the oldest song of the that we wrote of the new songs, and we've been playing it live for a while and practicing it, and Mike's been working on his vocals for it, and he's done little vocal parts, but for this one, it's definitely the most Mike's ever sang in one of our songs, and he's singing half the chorus.
Really?
And
I've stepped up a wee
other
bit.
Parts.
A he's, wee bit. There, yeah. I'm a little more into the vocals on this new batch of songs, but yeah, this one... It was more of probably had a couple extra beers on whatever night I was kind of doing my backup parts, and just was in the zone,
right?
So he's like, okay, do that again. We're just going to record that.
Mike definitely hits a belted out note at the end of the song that it's a place he's never gone before. We were like, I don't know what just happened there, but it was good.
Lightning in a bottle.
We weren't even thinking
about, it was supposed to, I already recorded vocals for that part. And we were like, just try it. Let's see what happens. And we're like, well, that's better than me singing that part. So we're keeping that. So you'll hear that. The end of the song, that's Mike. That is Nat Lee.
That's pretty respectful that you're going to got to back off for the betterment of the song.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love, like, System of a Down. Just, it's, like, Serge has got such a great voice and so interesting. But it's more interesting for the listener to hear the guitar player and he's... not a good singer at all, but it makes it more interesting.
Well,
you
hear
to me.
It change up. It's not always the same thing. And we're a three piece. So we have to kind of explore different things, right?
We
have
live,
to play around a little bit.
I've seen you live. You guys do get a lot of sound for just being three of y'all.
Thank you.
So here we go. The world premiere is Vamp from Deadlights right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Flowing as October winds blow. she's underneath my skin. The walls are closing in. Her voice is calling, and I can't stop falling. Never known a love like this, with every bloody kiss. My knees get weaker, I'm dying just to feed her. So confused. There's no heaven in this ending, but it's all hell without you. Were you well, Joe? I follow. Darkest night, even if I'd say, just without you, it's all dream, and I am dead.
Deadlights right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. And I think I'm going to need a towel. That was fantastic, guys. I mean, as we're, I love listening to the song with the artists, because all of a sudden, you know, you're like, think about Typo Negative. I'm like, oh my God, yes, absolutely. It sounds just like Typo Negative. And then it has the whole kind of Lost Boys kind of feel towards the beginning of it, with the background vocals. And yeah, Mike finds a whole nother chapter in his voice. Are you guys able to produce that live?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think so. We'll try.
Well, we need Lauren.
We'll try it.
No, we haven't got there yet. I have to sample Lauren. I think we need a trigger to...
My wife singing the Lost voice.
Just an intro to the song.
No, she's part of the band. She's just going to go with you.
Well, Lauren is on Broken, and she's singing that live with us.
Yeah,
so she's
Lauren's
been in a
great vocalist.
Way better than me.
So
she's
when you
better
guys,
than most people I've ever heard.
When
honestly.
You guys start playing live, have you guys talked about a set list? How much is going to be of the OG stuff? How much is going to be the new stuff?
No, it's going to be new G stuff, because we haven't...
New
been
G.
We haven't been able to play in a while because we've been recording.
Yeah.
So we're gonna
straight recording.
We're gonna write new stuff, or we had a bunch of stuff we didn't record.
We probably got
and
five
that's
or
what
six
my intention
songs.
Wants to go, because I've heard these songs like a million times now through the recording process.
Yeah, no, we've got a good seven or eight that were solid that we track drums for this batch that we're doing now. But of like, you know, you do a bunch of demo songs, you kind of do a little session, and you kind of record all the little stuff. And what I remember from that was we've got about 30 songs that we could pick and choose from.
But they were like...
Well, it's a lot. Some of them could, some 80, of them could be, you know, like it's a part of a song.
Yeah.
But so full songs, we probably had 20, and we decided to produce these six or seven. And there's a lot of new stuff. There's a lot of new stuff nobody's ever heard. You know, one or two of these we've played live before.
Sure.
Tons of stuff nobody's ever heard. If we play the next gig, will be mostly new stuff. There's a few things you have to throw in. You have to throw in Flood. you have to throw in capital C.
Couple of Michael Jackson covers.
We at least get one person that requests Flood. So I don't know if Flood has to go live.
I don't know if you know, because this goes, you know, back before we met you, but back on, if you go on Spotify or whatever platform, our first album, Jack the Ripper, is still with our friend group, one of our like most sought after songs. So that will always be.
And that's fun.
That will
play.
Always be
that's
part.
Just a fun
it's
song
a fun
to play.
Live song. So Flood, Jack the Ripper, that will be in every set. Capital C, probably.
Some stuff is better live.
Yeah.
I think a lot of music. I think most music is better live. Like, how many bands have you seen that was like crushed it live, and then you listen to the album, like, either they didn't get it right in the studio or like the production or whatever.
Well,
like,
I mean, this is like the fourth Kiss reference in the studio today, but yeah. So like the first three Kiss albums.
Rock and roll to me.
No, I'm talking like the first three albums where it's like, they play it live better than on the record. So I mean, I guess you have to kind of do that. You got to play it a little bit. Play it a little bit outside.
Know it in and out. Right?
Yeah, before you go in to record it. And so it becomes a life of its own.
Mm-hmm. Well, so then you get in the studio and it changes little bits here and there.
So we've got the tracks. So you got the Vamp. When is that officially released?
Halloween.
On Halloween.
We're releasing that on Halloween.
Fantastic. On Thursday.
So no one else can listen to it ever again until Halloween.
No, not at all. Never. Wink, wink, nudge it.
Except you've got it now.
Yeah. It's going to be in my car.
If you want to play it on the show, we're fine with it.
No. I'll respect your guys' artistic integrity.
We don't have any.
We don't have any. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We're for sale. Give us money.
Integrity. We are artistic prostitutes.
So far, you're winning. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more song to play, and it's going to play out this episode of Sessions. Storm. I've been getting a lot of mileage out of this one. Talk me through this one quickly.
Quickly. Storm's my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite of the new batch, honestly. It's just... I don't know the dynamics.
Until I heard Vamp, I would agree.
It's
with
you. Hip hop. Yeah.
Okay, I love Vamp too, but Storm's got a little bit of that little hip hop feel to the drums, little Deftones in there. I don't know. It's the dynamics change back and forth a little bit. It's fun for me to play. I'm doing a lot of bass runs, so for me it's fun. I play a little bit more on that one.
It's a great track. What is it? A proverbial storm. I mean, we just went through a couple hurricanes, so maybe.
Yeah. Well, I can give a quick. Yeah.
Oh, it gets dark. It gets deep.
This one's more serious. Yeah,
back to how I talk to Lee's therapist.
So yeah, but my lyrics are my therapy, actually. No,
that's the best.
So Storm is about, like, I looked at it like it's nature versus nurture, and like, what is nurture's effect on how people turn out? Like, do you become, you know, like a drug user? Do you become a messed up person? Do you become someone who shoots up a school? How does this happen? So to me, it's like you have a flower, two flowers, and one you give all the water it needs, perfect soil, and the other one you give the worst conditions, only enough to survive. So which one ends up more beautiful, you know? So it's like the perfect storm. And then I think we've all been in school and you see that one kid and like, you're just like, he gets picked on or you know she, whoever, but they're just, they don't fit in, they're different, they're off.
Did they turn into a bass player?
It's like, can we yeah,
they have beards.
It's more like you're always gonna have broken people and broken homes, but like, can we do a better job of like helping these people, you know make them feel loved before they explode and it becomes the storm? So that's what the song's about.
Guys, thank you very much for coming in here.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you.
We love it.
Here is Deadlights, Storm, on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Good night.
Woo! We'll be right back.
not volatile. How many heads turned while the fire burned? Left hand and pushed around, they can't comprehend how our home can be all the living, our school can be like a prison, a perfect breeding ground. The skies are canning now, no love, hatred, bullied up, enough to break the about. Tears fall and may chop a river. Life fails, death will deliver. Life fails, death will deliver. Life fails, death will deliver. Life fails, death will deliver.